59 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Hey, Audio View and Audio Moo. I thought I would bring you along to the kitchen while I cook some lunch. Squeak in the background is my guide dog. That is a pan on the stove, which I'm guessing most people would know. Let's put, I'm just going to pop my iPad on that. And let me just send the dog into his, he's playing because I think he's got backwards. You okay, Cheeky Chops?
Yeah.
Good. I'm not having a particularly healthy lunch today. I do normally, but I am out tonight at a spiritual development meeting. And just checking my Tesmos all off. I'm really interested in spirituality. I can't even say it today. Not so much the fortune telling stuff or the mediumship, but things like doing crystals and just kind of to get a deeper understanding of myself. We have been doing all that kind of stuff. We've been using angel cards, and we did our animal last week, which is our power animal, they call it. And I was given the bear, and it's a lot about meditation as well, which is really useful for people to relax at a deeper level, which you don't have to believe in all that to appreciate that level of relaxation. I think this is done now. So because you're kind of dealing with a lot of high energy, they do say not to have a big dinner. So I need the pincers, as I call them. They're kind of like grippers, and they've got like little forky things on the end of them, and they're plastic, and you squeeze them together and pick up a lot of hot things. Steam's coming off this pan, so I've got for lunch today. I can't quite get hold of that. Sorted. For lunch today, I am having we call them big sausages in our house. Basically, they are big. They're kind of like they're big smoked sausages. Very unhealthy, but can't be healthy every day of the week. Well, you can, I suppose, if you want to. They're kind of like in a squished horseshoe shape. And they are, I suppose in America you'd be like the big Frankfurters or the Polish sausages. It's kind of the closest thing I can think. But I'm having one of these on an Italian baguette thing, which is really nice. Oh, hush, dog, outside. It's not one of mine because the window's open. I've only got one in the house and he doesn't bark like that. He does the other one, actually. It's quite tricky because you boil it in plastic, this. Very hot. So when you take it out, you have to obviously cut all the plastic off, which is ouchy. So I just boil it in the pan, and I'm gonna cut it up so it can fit on my. It's a very big baguette actually, so that's pretty good. But the only thing is that it's so big I can't actually pick it up with one hand. Which is probably where people say, well, you shouldn't eat so much. So I'm having this for lunch so I can have a light dinner tonight. Which I probably have some crackers, which is what I usually have for lunch actually. Have some crackers with a mugshot. If anyone's familiar with those in the UK, they're quite good, and I believe they're even on Slimming World. So if they're on Slimming World, people, and if some, I don't think all of them are sin free. My sister told me all this. I've not done Slimming World. I've had some of the recipes. Cook their burgers, they're quite nice. This take me an age. My mum probably does this in about 5 seconds, but oh well, she's got the advantage of being able to see what she's doing. Got the plastic off the big bit, anyway. No, it's definitely cooked. That's hot. It's always a sure sign. But I will stick a foot, well, when I cut it, I'll see if it's hot inside, but definitely the outside is hot. I'm currently peeling this plastic off. It's very hot. Oh, I broke it. It is hot. It's hot inside. I broke the sausage. That could be so misconstrued, especially if anyone's heard some of my recent videos with my friend. But anyway, never mind.
Close button.
Why is my iPad being silly?
Publish. Time 53. Pause recording. Button.
Oh, I don't know, I just decided to have a moment. I'm going to go check on my dog because he is playing and he's a good dog generally, but he will try and get squeakies out. So, pause there, audio boo. Well, don't pause because I'm not pausing it. Bertie, what are you doing, mate? What are you doing? Be nice to that toy. Toys are all still intact, so there is hope. what was I saying? Yeah, I like these baguettes as well. They're quite easy to cut with a kind of a, you know, bread knife type thing. But I like cooking. Well, I kind of have to cook to eat. It doesn't bother me to cook. I have to say, I do prefer to cook for other people. Because it's so much more fun. But, it's not always possible. My family don't always like eating what I like to eat. So, vice versa. some of the things I like include, I love Italian food. And Mexican food, some Thai, some Chinese, some Japanese. I like some Indian, but I don't, not really. If you eat hot at Mexican food, I can eat hot Indian food, which is, I don't know, it must be just a way they spice the food differently. Put the pan in the sink. yeah, so I tend to cook. I do try to eat healthy, like you say, not all the time. And I just got these kind of Italian style bread roll things. They're huge. The thing you are, you can probably break them off, there's like sections where you can probably break them off into small ones. excuse me, I've got a real bad throat in my throat today. I'm not sure what that's all about. They're really good, but lunch normally I have a mugshot and some crackers. We get all these different types of crackers from Aldi, which are really tasty. And not too fatty either, which is good. I'm just grabbing the mustard and the ketchup. my dad insists on putting his ketchup bowl upside down. And I tend to do that when we're at the bottom of the bottle, but not when it's like nearly full. But anyway, who am I to question him? I have French cheese mustard on my hot dog thing. I'm going to call it for hot dog because I think it kind of is a giant hot dog. And a bit of ketchup as well. My mum thinks I'm absolutely bizarre, but I thought she already knew that. But some of the favourite things I like to cook. I like to cook my homemade burgers, which are the Slimming World recipes, which are really good. And basically you just get mince. You don't even cook the mince. And what you do is you chop up I usually use red onion, but you could use a regular onion if you preferred. I tend to only use half because I like onion, but not like, you know, a lover of it or anything. And it's hard work to dice all that onion, so dice up an onion. And dice up an onion. Use an egg, one egg, and they say like a tablespoon of ketchup. And I've also used a tiny bit of Worcester sauce to give it a bit of flavour. And and sometimes some herbs, which is quite nice. I did that last time, used some basil. And kind of, you know, mix it all together. The egg binds it, obviously. And separate them into four, whack them into patties, and stick them on the George Foreman. Spray a bit of One Cal spray on either side of the patty, the burger patty, and stick it on there, keep turning it. Absolutely gorgeous. A bit of salad. I do tend to have brown muffins because I think it's wrong. Only right to have a burger bun with a brown muffin. A burger with a brown muffin. So. Good boy, Bertie. He's gone in his bed. That's a bit of my cooking. That's one of my favourite things. I like chilli as well. I've done corn and minced chilli, like beef chilli. I prefer the beef, I have to say. And spaghetti bolognese. I tend to do that all by... even make the tomato bolognese sauce from scratch too, lasagna. I love making tacos. I haven't done those for ages. I think I might do that this week. I do like to cook. I like cooking. I do like baking, but I have to be in the mood to do it. And I want to explore a little bit more with my baking, but I haven't. I love cooking my lemon drizzle cake. That is so easy, and I really enjoy making that. So, but with not eating a lot of cake and stuff now, I'm not really driven to make them, not even for other people. So, anyway, audio mo and audio boo. That's a bit about from my kitchen. I've now got my hot dog, sausage, giant, smoky thing, and. I've also got a caramel latte, which probably doesn't sound like it's going to go very well together, but I have not had a coffee yet today, so I had a tidy lemongrass latte over Tassimo machine at home. So, it's a bit about the cooking and about what I'm currently eating. I'm eating a lot of fruit and veg, really, and loving dried fruit and seeds at the moment. That's kind of like my snacks and the Mullerizers too. And I've lost a lot of weight. I'm back down to a size 12 in my jeans and things, so... It's good. I'm keeping it up. Hopefully, can shift a bit more weight and I'll be happy. Not dieting as such. Just cut a lot of the junk food out I used to eat. Crisps and chocolate and cakes and biscuits and sweets and stuff. I've had the odd cake. If you'd heard my audio bit on Friday, we went to Wetherspoons and I had carrot cake, but. I'm not eating it all the time, and I think that's the key, like, definitely moderation, and I'm not craving things like I used to. I used to really crave chocolate and biscuits all the time, and now if I just want a bit of something sweet, just have some dried fruit, or
have them all arise, or have
Facebook notification.
Shush. I have the excuse me, the Dunkers, the pineapple dairy Dunkers with the Ritz crackers, and they're good just for a bit of a snack if you're feeling a bit peckish at night time, because I do get a bit peckish at night time if I'm not busy. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. And one more thing before I go, plenty of water, people, it does help. Anyway, take care. I hope you've enjoyed my rambles about food.